This is Lush and Lace erotic audio for listeners 18 years and older. So, I've mentioned my exclusive audios on Patreon and Subscribestar, but did you know I have exclusive series there too? 6 separate exclusive series, actually. And, as a treat, I've decided to give you a sneak peek into episode 1 of my newest exclusive series called House of Cock. Episode 2 will be airing in February, exclusively on Patreon and Subscribestar. But right now, let's enjoy the first installment of what promises to be a very, very dirty series. Fine, yes, it's true. Back in the day, I was kind of a wild child. But I've changed. I know that there's a lot more to life than just fucking and dressing slutty and attracting all the boys in town. I've got a brain in my head, and I intend to use it to get an amazing college education, a great job, and, well, my own place downtown someday. And I'm already on my way. I got accepted to an amazing college, which is kind of a miracle considering my grades weren't all that great. But I've changed my ways and I'm totally focused on school. I can wait to go. The thing is, Mom couldn't afford to send me. She's not that bright and never ended up getting what she deserved from her multiple exes. So, I wasn't going to be able to go, and I guess she felt fucking guilty about that. Go figure. So, as luck would have it, one of her low-life exes happened to run a house of some sort near the college, just off campus, I think. Well, actually, her ex didn't run it. Thank fuck for that. He was a slimeball. I think it was his brother or his uncle or something. I guess he was the old caretaker of the place. It had a lot of rooms, and he said he'd be more than willing to let me stay there. Said he owed her one, whatever that meant. You know what? At the time, I didn't even think to question it. It was close to school and free. Beggars can't be choosers. Not when I'm starting my new path in life. I had to keep focused. If that meant this first year spent in some sort of culty sorority house, watched over by a crusty old caretaker probably won't let me out the house past 9. Well, so be it. Could be worse, right? So I left Mom and my old life behind and headed forth to House of Kappa, I think, for a new chance at a brand new me. Okay, so things weren't exactly as organized as I assumed they would be when I arrived. Granted, I got there early. School doesn't open for another couple of weeks, but still, you'd think other people would be moving in. Anyways, I had to end up going to security for the key. I told him it was House of Kappa, and he just looked at me wide-eyed and shocked and laughed. "You're moving into House of Cock," he said. I didn't appreciate his asshole comment. It was bad enough I couldn't even get into my new house. At least he still handed me the keys, but warned me he'd be around if I needed any help, and I couldn't really understand why a security guard would make a comment like that. But that all became too clear pretty quickly. When I finally turned the key and opened the door at House of Kappa, smell of men and socks and jizz and stale beer hit me like a brick wall. And that's when I realized this isn't a girls' sorority house. This was a fucking frat house. There's no way he gave me the right key. It must be another house of Kappa. After several trips back and forth to the arrogant, ignorant security guard, it seemed like my worst nightmare was coming true. Because I definitely had the right address, and this is where my mom arranged for me to spend to college. In a fucking frat house. With the nickname House of Cock, no less. Can you believe it? I was so pissed. So fucking pissed. But after I thoroughly sanitized my room and made it look a little less, well, frat house-ish, I realized maybe it wouldn't be that bad. I mean, frat guys are always busy with some sort of hijinks. They'd probably completely leave me alone just to do my own thing. Sure, it might get loud at times, but there was a library just a couple blocks away. I could study there. All I needed was a place to lay my head and have the occasional meal, and fuck, it was free. So, I actually started feeling a little better about the whole thing. Besides, I'd have a bunch of guys around for protection. Who knows, I might need it. So I spent the next few days with pretty much the place all to myself. Walked around campus, got to know where everything is, made a few meals, and I even noticed a lot more people on campus. It seemed like things were really picking up. Although tonight I was feeling a little exhausted after disinfecting the majority of the house. God only knows what happened in this place last semester. Anyways, I decided to turn in early. I put on a short little tiger print PJ set, tiny little short shorts, and a tank top with little spaghetti straps that left my belly button bare. I figured it was pretty modest attire. Then again, probably gonna have to get full flannel pajamas living in a frat house, but this would do for now. Besides, no one had arrived yet, and the house was really big. I think there was something like 12 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and the lower level had a big game room with pool tables, and couches, and a big screen TV. And there was another living room off to the side, and a huge open concept kitchen, too. It had quite a homey feel, despite being as big as it was. Well, somewhere in the early morning hours, I heard comings and goings. Probably people moving in, but I was too exhausted to get up. Another couple of hours later, I heard sounds almost, I don't know, like a dog drinking out of a water bowl. Splashing, slurping sounds, and it reminded me how thirsty I was. I didn't even remember all the noises of potential people moving in and out. I was so used to having the place to myself, I just got up and headed downstairs. But when I hit the last step, before turning the corner to head to the kitchen through the living room, I heard noises again. There was definitely someone in there, and I figured I should take a peek before I just went barging in. The lights were dim in the room. It was kind of hard to focus at first, but there was a glow coming from the kitchen, casting a bit of a spotlight on 2 people right there in the living room. I was actually shocked by what I saw before me, and that's saying a lot considering my past. There was an older man, well, older to me, I guess, sitting on the edge of the couch, sort of casually dressed, but there was a confident arrogance about him, with a little bit of a classic rock look to him, too. Longer hair, scruffy beard, and in front of him was a ditzy-looking cheerleader in her tiny little cheer skirt and halter top. And the man was leaning forward. He had his hand held out in front of him, palm up, with two fingers sticking up. He had this cocky grin on his face while I just watched and listened to what was going on between them. He told the cheerleading chick to come over and ride his fingers with her cunt. And she didn't even hesitate. She just lifted up that little cheer skirt. She had nothing on underneath either. Squatted down over the two fingers he was sticking up and started fucking herself, doing all the work, using her tone thighs to just glide her pussy up and down on his two fingers, moaning a little while he just smirked up at her. Such a wet little cunt. I bet it needs some dick, he told her. And she moaned. But the cocky bastard just removed his hand, let her whine. I don't do desperate, he said, wiping his wet fingers roughly on her cheer skirt, almost dismissing her. I could hear her whining and begging him to let her stay. He leaned back in the chair and told her to bend over. And he flipped her little cheer skirt up and slapped her ass hard over and over her. And she cried out pretty loudly. For a second, I thought to go in and help her, but she didn't really seem to be complaining. In fact, I think she might have liked it. Then the man slipped three of his big fingers into her cunt, hard, with no warning. And the little bimbo moaned louder, but she didn't beg this time. That's what I like, an obedient cunt, he said. Bend over and brace yourself, hands on the coffee table. After he gave her those instructions, he stood and I watched him unbuckling his pants. The sound of his belt and zipper was so loud, I didn't even hear anyone coming down the stairs behind me. Well, at least, not until I felt two meaty hands rest on my hips. Oh, I gasped at the same time the man rammed his cock up that tight young cunt and she cried out, drowning my own gasp with hers. He slapped her ass again forcefully and I tried to turn too, slapping at the hands on my hips. Shh, hey, sweetness. I didn't mean to scare you, he whispered, moving his hands, but I could still feel his big body looming at my back. He was trying to peer around the corner with me to see what was going on in the living room, too. And then I realized I should be embarrassed for watching this scene. I was just... The big brute behind me just chuckled. Damn, looks like Big Daddy's at it again. He's always trying to break in the new ones before we can get to him, he said. Then he looked down over my shoulders lecherously, and I realized what I was wearing and just how revealing that little tiger print pajama tank top really was. Plus, my nipples were rock hard from watching that live porn scene. I tried to adjust my top with my hand, but it was no use. There just wasn't enough material to cover my tits any better. But something the big Popeye-like guy behind me said just clicked. He referred to that man as Big Daddy. That was the same nickname my mom used for her ex's relative that was supposed to be caretaker of this place. Fuck, I thought he'd be some old decrepit widower, not a middle-aged pussy chaser like the man in the other room with his dick buried inside a hole young enough to be his daughter. It's pretty hot, though, huh? Popeye guy said from behind me, drawing my attention to the scene again. And he moved in a little closer behind me. I could feel the hard bulge of his cock against my ass. I tried not to wriggle against it. Doesn't he have his own room for that? I huffed, my voice sounding a little more breathless than it should. Nah, he likes showing off. I was about to ask what he meant by that, but Then I looked over at the man fucking in the other room, and instantly I realized just why they call this man Big Daddy. Fuck. That cock ramming at breakneck speed into the bimbo. It was massive. Bigger than my forearm. The girl was moaning loudly, mumbling about it being too much and too big, and her hands were struggling to grip the table as the much older man bucked into her hard. Obscene, squelching sounds from their fucking got louder and louder. Damn, he's really punishing her with that thing, ain't he? Popeye chuckled behind me, and I felt his hands once again on my waist, his hips grinding a little against my ass. At that same moment, Big Daddy slapped that moaning thought's ass hard again, and then he reached up to grab the sides of her mouth with his big hands, stretching her mouth, using them as leverage to thrust deeper and deeper into her hole. "Shut up, bitch. You know you love it," Big Daddy growled. Then her cries became incoherent, with his hands spreading her mouth like that. I couldn't tell what she was saying. So desperate, but it was obvious she liked being abused by that monster cock. "Girls like you need Daddy to put them in their place," he grunted between thrusts, and I could see his face straining and his chest heaving as he reached around and tugged her top down roughly, exposing her tits and groping them hard. That's when I felt the hand on my hip move over my stomach and upwards, slowly to cut my tit. I could have stopped him, but God, I was just too caught up in the surrealness of that life, sex scene, to do anything. I let him fondle my tit, roll my nipple, grind his fully erect cock harder against my ass. Then Big Daddy lifted one of the cheerleader's legs up high, the one facing us so we could see everything. See her trying to balance as that thick, veiny pole of Big Daddy slammed in and out of her young, tight cunt. It was dripping, and I could begin to smell the scent of their fucking drifting over us. "Fuck, you've got amazing jugs," Popeye growled, adding his other hand, cupping both of my tits, and I let a little moan slip out. I was soaked watching this, just imagining how it would feel to be used by that big dick. Oh, and Big Daddy was using her. It was obvious he had no regard for her pleasure. She was just a wet hole for him to get his rocks off in. I guess the angle and the view were enough to bring Daddy to the edge, because in the next moment, I saw him yank his dripping cock out of her cunt and roughly shove her down to her knees, facing him. "Open up for it, bitch! Open!" he growled, jerking his meat furiously over what was once a perfectly made-up face. Now makeup smeared and her hair all matted down from being face-fucked. I'm pretty sure that was the dog lapping sounds I heard before I woke up. Then a few more loud, guttural grunts, and hot, thick, white sperm was flying out from the tip of Big Daddy's dick onto that bitch's face. One glob hit her in the eye, and she squealed, trying to rub it off, but he slapped her hand away hard. The scene captured my attention so fully. I didn't even notice that one of the hands that had been groping my tits was now furiously jacking off behind me. Well, not until I felt my pajama shorts get warm and sticky against my ass. Popeye had just nutted on my ass. "What the fuck?" I exclaimed a little too loudly, reaching my hand behind and feeling that thick cum slip between my fingers. "Shh," he said, covering my mouth. "This is the best part." And I could tell it was the same hand that he'd used to jack his cock off over my mouth now, because it was warm and sticky, and fuck, I wanted so badly to stick my tongue out and take a taste of him. But my attention was once again drawn towards Big Daddy, who was making that cheer chick lick the cum drippings off his dick. Then he used her tiny little ripped halter shirt like a cum rag and wiped the rest of the jizz off his dick clean. And she was looking up at him, a cum-drenched mess, with this pathetic, expectant face. "So, am I invited, Big Daddy?" she cooed, her face just dripping with his cum. "Nah, bitch. Try again next year," he grunted, zipping up and walking towards the kitchen, leaving her looking devastated, but only for a second or two, before she picked herself up off the floor and trailed behind him quickly, begging, "Please, Big Daddy, please, oh please." Gosh, she sounded so pathetic as her little cries trailed off into the distance. Popeye's chuckles caught my attention, and only then did I realize my tongue was lapping at the cum on his fingers still covering my mouth. I shoved his hand away and tried to look pissed off as I finally turned around to face him. Damn, he was big. All muscle and girth and testosterone. Oh, I swear I heard my pussy whimper. Fuck, get a hold of yourself, Lacey. I was here to study. How could I let myself get so distracted already? I needed to put some distance between his big body and mine. I tried to push past him, and at first I thought he'd keep me there, but eventually he moved to let me pass. "Look, I don't normally... I mean, I'm here to study and not... Well, you know," I said, gesturing haphazardly towards the spot where Big Daddy just defiled that teen. "Sure you are, sweetness," Popeye smirked, looking me over, his gaze resting a little too long on the backside of my cum-dampened shorts. "Well, for what it's worth, welcome to House of Kappa. Fuck, I don't even know your name," he said. "Lacey," I replied. "It's Lacey." "Well, welcome to Kappa House, Lacey," he said with a smile. "I think you'll fit right in here." And with that, he took off towards the kitchen, and I couldn't help but think, oh, fuck, he might be right. Oh, fuck, that was dirty. Can you imagine all the naughty situations Lacey's gonna face with all those horny frat boys? I can. And I'll be sharing more in this sinful House of Cock series in February, exclusively on Patreon and Subscribestar. The links are attached to this post. Now, go clean yourself up.